Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Vav Amud Beis, on the 8th line, Bo Mayim B'Shabbos. Bo Mayim B'Shabbos, Kvar Nichus HaShabbos B'Isser, Chav HaBe'er, Kvar Nichus HaShabbos B'Heter. If water came on Shabbos, Shabbos entered B'Isser, the pattern didn't permit anything. If the well had water when Shabbos came in, and the well dried up on Shabbos, Shabbos entered B'Isser, and the pattern still permit. Rabbi Yona Amar, Rabbi Nasa, Shal, Ma'u L'Taltal Ben HaPasim. Rabbi Yona quoting Rabbi Nasa asked, may one carry between the Pasim and the Yumdin even with their thickness? Neima im yesh ben zela ze dalat trochim, ki eskupa, asua, vimlav, ki eskupa materis, muta, lakan, muta, lakan, uvaj v'yachlis. The answer is if there are four trochim between them and their thickness is four, they are like a forbidden porch of these dimensions, which is a kalmalis. If not, there are not four square trochim between, then they are like a permitted porch for the makom pator. One may transfer to here, meaning to the Shisha Rabim, or here, inside the pasim, which is the Shisha Yochid, as long as he does not transfer from the Shisha Rabim to the Shisha Yochid via it, or vice versa. Tani Yeshnam ke Esa Amois de Rimea, of Yuda Oimer ke Shoshisayo Kabaase. The vice says the width of two teams of bulls is about 10 Amos, but Meir says this, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's about 13 or 14. They should say, Power Amma Umechse Amma Beinem. They argue about whether the width of a cow is 1.5 Amos, Meir holds it is, 6 cows are 9 Amos, and there's an Amma between the two teams. In Rabbi Yehuda's locale, a plowing cow is 1 2/3 Amos. He considers teams of 4 each, so the total width is 13, and a third means between 13 and 14. Now we come to Halacha Beis. Mutter lahakriv bebe'er uvelvad shetei power roisha veruba befnim shoiser mutter lahachik kol shehu uvelvad sheyav bepasim. Mishnah says the pasim may be as close to the well as desired, on condition that a cow can enter its head and most of its body and drink. Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak v'hu shiura kashir hazeh afilu gamal kulam b'chutz mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, said that this is the shear for all animals. If there is this shear, even if the entire body of a camel is outside, it's permitted, it sticks its long neck inside and drinks. Pachis mekashir hazeh, afilagadi kulay mibifnim asa. Less than this shear, even if a kid is totally inside, it's forbidden. Tani uvshim v'laza imeh, malay gamal v'gamalay. The Baisa says from uvshim v'laza that the pasim must be distanced from the well to fit the full camel and the camel driver. Ma upalig, does he argue with our Mishnah? The answer is he does not argue. A cow stretches its neck forwards to drink, so room is needed also for its neck, head and neck. A camel bends its neck, so we need not include room for its head. Perhaps also our Mishnah requires room for the one giving the cow to drink. It's obvious that the Talmud didn't need to mention it. Ma at boy v'in hapara oimedes v'roshis harabim v'ichel v'roshis hayochid. The Gemara asks, why do we need to room for the cow to enter? May a cow not stand in Rosh Hashanah and eat in Rosh Hashanah Yochid? And Rav Yosef Taman, Bahu, she said, Mersape le Pramhacha Baichet Melea. Rav Yosef answered that there, when he holds his head and feeds it, there's no concern here, it eats by itself, perhaps it will go outside the Pasim, and he will bring the Kli to it. Adatu Dub Meir, Duyumdin, she said, Upshutim, Adatu Dub Yoda, Duyumdin, Avaloi Pshutim. According to Rav Meir, if there's too much distance between the Yumdin, he needs the Yumdin and Pshutim. According to Rav Yehuda, he needs to lengthen the Yumdin, but not to add Pshutim.